Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor for today's episode, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support, so thank you. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yeah, that was a great intro. Thanks for that, Elliot. Keith Burgess, I'm the executive director of finance, commercial, and IT here at Boucher.
Cool. So we're out here doing some quarterly videos today, and one of the things that you mentioned was it's the 25th anniversary of this organization. So that's pretty cool. It's a milestone year for you guys.
Yeah, big time. And, you know, one of the big things, too, is just the growth we're seeing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you look at this company over the 25 years, at pretty humble beginnings. Mm-hmm. I mean, this year we're set to do record-breaking numbers.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And so how long have you been with the organization for?
I would have started here back in 2016.
Oh, wow. So you've been here for a bit.
Little while.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, are you from Fort McMurray or have you moved out from outside of the community?
No, I'm originally from Nova Scotia.
Okay, what part?
From Windsor, so right at the start of the valley out there.
Okay. Yeah. And so what brought you to Fort McMurray?
Actually, I traveled for a year. I was living up in Nunavut. And I was like, okay, do a little bit of the isolated living.
Okay.
And then just go, you know, enjoy myself for a year. So did that.
Where did you travel to?
I did South America, little bit of Asia. Yeah. So
sweet.
That was good fun. Yeah.
What parts of South America?
Peru, Ecuador, pretty well did the full loop, like central and south. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And so were you backpacking? Were you in a car?
Yeah, pretty
were
well you... backpacking.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, adventurous.
Yeah.
Okay. And then in Asia, where did you go to?
I was in Indonesia and South Korea.
Do you surf? Did you surf?
A little bit. I wouldn't say I was too great at
no,
it.
No, hey.
But,
yeah, because Indonesia is like a mecca of surfing.
Yeah, it's a beautiful spot. So, yeah, for the year, just tried to hit some, you know, good natural areas to get out. Made it worthwhile, you know, doing a bit of the isolated living.
And
right after that, it was out here to Fort Mac and, yeah, lived here for a few years. And then I went to BC, but, kind of had a calling back and ended up back here at Boucher once again. It's, you know, it's a great place to work. So that was really the draw to come back.
What did you take in your post-secondary?
So I actually majored in accounting and I had a minor in Spanish.
Okay.
So I use that as the excuse going down to Latin America.
Yeah,
brushing
no
up
doubt.
On the Spanish. Yeah.
Okay. So you got like, this is fascinating to me. Like, what a cool story. So how do you like study this in school in Nova Scotia, East Coast of Canada, and then decide, you know what? I want to live in Northern Alberta, but I also want to travel around the world. But then I'm going to come back to Northern Alberta because this is not home for you.
No.
And after seeing the places that you've seen, like, what was your thought process like from a youth to be like, this is the journey I'm going to take? Or was there a thought process or did you just kind of find yourself where you are?
Yeah. Well, actually, I always had an interest in checking out like the far north. Okay. So even like when I started university, it was always the plan, like finish university. And then like I wanted to do either Nunavut or the Northwest Territories.
Yeah.
Had a great experience there. So I find, you know, if you go up there right after university,
yeah,
you get thrown right in.
That's right.
So, I mean, the experience level that you can get is, yeah, I wouldn't have got that probably anywhere else.
Right.
So that helped out a ton.
Yeah. And so
I like different cultures too. So I was none of it'll be something different for sure.
Yeah.
So, great people. Yeah. Look back very fondly on my time there.
Yeah. And so then when you've said it a few times, like you want to go off the grid when you live in these areas, or when you went through South America, like, were you going into like the jungles and living in there, or were you trying to stay in the major city centers? Like, how did your travels?
I had a bit of a mix there. So okay. Yeah, I did definitely hit a lot of the major cities, but like even went into like the Amazon. So did probably about 3-4 weeks.
Yeah.
In the Amazon, which was, amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like to get a little bit out there.
Yeah.
A little bit off the grid. Yeah.
The Amazon jungle is interesting place to be. My parents are from Guyana, South America.
Oh, is that
and
right?
So like as a kid we used to go often enough, I guess I should say. I've been there a number of times, and I remember flying into the jungle. My uncle was a bush pilot, and so he flies to like a waterfall called Kishore Falls, and like it's right in there. And I'm just like, I grew up here in Fort McMurray, so I'm used to like the forest that we have. So, yeah. And they're like, yeah, we're going to go into, like, the jungle. I'm like, I know what woods look like. And then you get in there, you're like, no, I didn't know what woods look like. These look completely different from, like, the Borealis forest, right?
So for sure. And even the wildlife down there. Like, yeah. I mean, when I went in, I was like, jeez, I didn't even know some of these things existed.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's horrifying. One day I was visiting some family, and they took us, like, into the jungle. And so they had this little... They had a house. It was like a nice house, nice enough anyways. And I wake up in the morning and I go to get a cup to get like my juice. And all of a sudden this huge tarantula just like climbs out and goes on my hand. And I just howl and I like drop the cup. It shatters. I run out of the house. I'm done. And then my family comes in like, and they like, what's wrong? I was like, the spider. And they're like, oh, you stupid Canadian. And so they just like... take the spider, put it outside, and they go away. They're like, that's not a poisonous spider. You had nothing to worry about. I'm like, I had a lot to worry about. But, yeah, it's a different vibe down there for sure, to say the least.
Oh, completely. It's, you know, it's always great getting around and seeing some of those different areas.
Yeah, yeah. So how long were you in South America? And did you, like, go straight from South America to Asia afterwards?
So I did Asia for about a month at first.
Yeah.
And then I came over right into Mexico. So I'd finished, actually, university in Mexico. So I saved up all my non-commerce electives.
Yeah.
Went down.
Okay.
It was great. Got to take, you know, the foot off the pedal completely and just kind of slide through those last couple of semesters.
Yeah.
So, started off there and then did... it would have been like 12 months down in, Mexico, right on through Central and South America. So
Amazing. What a great way to like tie off that education component.
Yeah, and then it was time to start here at Boucher.
Do some grown-up work for a little bit. So with all the places that you've been and the things that you've done, you've decided to like to come back to Fort McMurray and work for Boucher. Like, what about this organization and this community drew you back?
It's definitely the culture here. I haven't seen this anywhere else that I've worked, not even close. And that really comes right down from, you know, the ownership level, like the people that Dave and Nicole are. And, you know, they really make sure, too, when they bring people into this organization that they're bringing the right people in.
Right.
You know, because all it takes is, you know, a few folks that are maybe outliers. You get a little bit of the wrong corporate culture and it can really change things.
Yeah.
So, I'd say from my end, that's really what keeps me around here. And I think that would probably be the same with a lot of the folks here.
Yeah, no doubt. I got to ask about my next question is, what about Fort McMurray? You've been to some amazing places. I love Fort McMurray. I've traveled the world and like I choose, it's a choice too. Although I'm born and raised here, I choose to live in this community because I think it's an amazing one. What about this community like made you want to like invest your time and set down roots here.
Yeah, yeah, it's funny because same here. I ended up loving Fort McMurray when I first came up. It was, you know, I'll get used to this and see what I think. I find it's the perfect size for what I like.
Right.
You know, everything's here. People are great. You know, when I would have first moved here, it wouldn't have been very long before the forest fires.
Right.
So you really got to see what a tight-knit group it was. Yeah, I mean, I would say it's really about the people. You know, love seeing the northern lights up here. You know, you're kind of out in the nature. You know, doing the ice road up to Fort Smith.
Yeah.
A lot of good options here.
Very cool, man.
So yeah, I like the winter sports. So yeah, Fort Mac's a good spot for me.
What winter sports?
I like to, hockey would definitely be the
main one.
Hockey's
number one, okay.
But like to snowboard, you know, get out, get on the snowshoes.
Yeah.
So drive down to the mountains a fair bit too. So
nice, man.
The Rockies.
Very cool.
Try to stay active.
What kind of snowboard do you have?
Geez, I don't even know exactly what...
I have a little kid now, and I've got a bunch of snowboards in the house, and he's, like, looking at them, and he skis, and so he's just like, next year, Dad, I think I want to try snowboarding, and I'm just like, okay, and so, like, I'm having fun with him, like, looking at snowboards right now, and then he's just like, hey, if I buy this snowboard brand, like a Burton, do I have to buy, like, the Burton bindings? And I'm like, nah, and then he's like, what about the boots? I'm like, you can, like, mix it all up,
exactly.
And so he's going through all my boards, and he's just like... Oh, like it's so cool. So that's why I asked the question.
You do a fair bit of snowboarding too?
Before he was born, yes, I loved snowboarding. And the problem now is before he was born, I knew he was coming. And I didn't know he was a boy. It didn't matter to me if it was a boy or girl. But when I had a kid coming, I said, they're going to be in extreme sports. Like I love watching surfing. I skateboarded as a kid. Like I snowboard as an adult. And I was like, they're going to be a board sport kid.
Yeah.
And then he was born. I'm like, he's never going to touch any of this because I don't want him to get hurt. I'm just like, oh. So this year in particular, like he really started to get good at it and I can't watch him.
So how like old is he?
Eight.
Eight.
And
yeah.
So my wife is just like, you need to come out more often. And I was like, I can't because my heart just, I can't handle it because he's getting better, but he's not there yet. So when he falls, my stomach just drop, so I'm just like, so
yeah,
I used to snowboard a lot, but now you know what, I don't have the stomach to see him.
That's fair. Yeah.
But listen, man, Tanner's giving me the sign that we are coming to the end of the show, but before we cut you loose, we give everybody gets a chance to give a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Plug.
It could be anything, man. It could be, we've had people shout out their mom, their cars, their organization, anything. Literally, shameless shout out plug. You can't give a wrong answer on this one.
Yeah, I guess since I'm here, you know, with Boucher doing this, I'll just give the, you know, the 25th anniversary a shout out. You know, given the fact that we're going to have a bunch of events going, I think we're doing like a grand opening in September. So really hope to see a lot of people in the community out and about for that.
Sweet. Awesome, man. Well, that was a great shout out. Oh, and you know what? We totally forgot, but you're going to see it at the end of the show, a commercial from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. But everybody at home, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.